This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Here is an incredible gift of understanding that Hashem gave me, and I want to share it with you. When we go to shul this Shabbos, it's going to be quite exciting. Something's going to happen that doesn't usually happen. We're going to take out three Sefer Torah. The first one, we're going to read the Parsha, Parshas Truma. The second one, we'll read about Rosh Chodesh, because it's Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos. And the third one, we'll read Parsha Shkalim, which we always read in anticipation of the month of Adar. Now, here is something fantastic. We know there were three things in Moshe Rabbeinu's life that Moshe struggled with substantially. The first was the menorah, as we see in this week's Parsha, Parshas Truma. Moshe just could not figure out how to make the menorah. So what does Hashem tell him to do? Take a block of gold, throw it into a fire, and voila, the menorah emerges. The second thing Moshe struggled with was the shekel. He wasn't sure exactly how the half shekel that we had to donate looked, how it was. So Hashem showed him matbeah shel esh, a coin made of fire, and Moshe got it. And finally, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Achodesh azel lachem, there's going to be the new month, and we're going to have Rosh Chodesh, and we're going to figure out the month, and we're going to figure out when it's a new month, and there'll be Kiddush HaChodesh." And Moshe had a challenge. So Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kazera eve kadesh." At when the moon is at this stage, you're ready for Kiddush HaChodesh. You're ready for Rosh Chodesh. Those are the three things that Moshe struggled with. And what's fascinating is that those are actually the three letters of Moshe's name. The Mem is Menorah. He struggled with that. The Shin is Shkalim. And the Hey is HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh. This Shabbos, all of those three come together. The Menorah, Parshas Truma. The Shkalim, we read Parshas Shkalim. And HaChodesh is Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos. It all comes together. But here is the fascinating thing. Why is it that the letters of the things Moshe struggled make up his name? Shouldn't it be the three major successes that he had? Shouldn't it be like, I don't know, Torah, Midbar, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsov? Shouldn't that be Moshe Rabbeinu's name? And the answer is so inspiring, and it's also very jolting. Our identity is not the things that we are successful and that come easily. It's the things that we struggle with, things that we're not sure, and the things we need Hashem to help us understand, to become the person we need to become. That's our identity. That's who we are. So on this very special new Shabbos, which doesn't happen often, that Hashem gives us three Sefer Torah, He also gifted us the gift of understanding that we are our challenges. We are our struggles. And when we turn to Hashem, we'll be successful, and that will be our legacy. Wishing you a fantastic, beautiful Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Parsha Shkalim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.